I have today written to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nosiviwe Maphisa Nqakula, calling for Parliament to reconvene. It is simply inconceivable that the South African Parliament is shut during this time of national crisis. It should be meeting around the clock to find solutions to the multiple crises hitting our nation simultaneously, at a time when households and businesses are already battling to recover from 2 years of destructive lockdown. Stage 6 load shedding, the fuel price crisis, the cost of living crisis, increasing taxi fares, the Palapala scandal, unemployment, and the state's seeming inability or unwillingness to tackle growing lawlessness are causing immense unnecessary economic damage and human suffering, and is risking a full-blown anarchy. Parliament needs to reconvene immediately so that MPs can tackle these problems with the urgency they require. This is even more critical since President Ramaphosa seems to be missing in action or simply unwilling to speak to the nation about the state it is in and reassure people that action is actually being taken. It is sanity straining that two cabinets, the official bloated one of 68 ministers and deputy ministers, and also President Ramaphosa's parallel cabinet comprising scores of task teams, advisors and commissions, both of which are funded entirely by the people of South Africa, appear to be wholly unable to implement the wide array of very obvious solutions that would bring immense relief to the nation and the economy. The Constitution of the Republic tasks Parliament as an independent democratic institution to protect and to promote the national interest by holding the executive to account and by debating and finding solutions to the main problems we face as a nation. The more the executive fails, the more crucial it is that our Parliament steps up to the plate with solutions and oversight. This is especially so when the President himself appears to have now forsaken the nation. It's now been 10 full days since I wrote to the Speaker requesting that she urgently establish an ad hoc committee to investigate the Palapala robbery scandal, which implicates President Ramaphosa in an array of serious crimes from money laundering to bribery to the abuse of public funds for private gain. Yet still, no action has been taken. Then Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng delivered Parliament a firm rebuke for its dereliction of duty in failing to hold former President Zuma to account in the Nkandla scandal. It is critical now that the Speaker demonstrate Parliament's commitment to its constitutional duty and the oath of office that each of its members swore by establishing an ad hoc committee to investigate the Palapala scandal. The President has adopted his approach of putting his head in the sand, pretending the scandal's going to go away. It's up to Parliament now to break the silence. The Speaker's clear reluctance to hold President Ramaphosa to account suggests that Parliament could be falling into the exact trap that Chief Justice Zondo warned about in his state capture report, protecting the executive from the people of South Africa rather than protecting the people of South Africa from the executive, as is its constitutional duty. The DA cares deeply about South Africa and the plight that millions of vulnerable South Africans are now in. We will not shy from our constitutional duty to hold the government to account. In this winter of discontent, we have offered solutions to all the problems besetting our nation. And where we govern, we are doing what we can with limited mandate and budget to step in where national government is failing. It is not right that the lights are off in our parliament. We need our MPs working around the clock, finding solutions for the people who are suffering in this winter of discontent.